I'm U.S. Poet Laureate Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. Today's episode comes with a warning that the topic, suicide, may be difficult for some listeners. In my work, I've more than once been asked about poems capable of speaking to the devastation of losing someone to suicide. How can we deal with such loss? It's a question weighing on many hearts, from those of us who see friends and loved ones struggling with depression, to those of us who may be struggling ourselves. But it often goes unasked, leaving too many alone to contend with feelings of fear and vulnerability. Why is that? Why do words so often fizzle when it comes to confronting the reality of struggle? I'm hurting. I'm afraid. I don't know if I can make it. Maybe one of the reasons it's so hard to say those things is that those words are so simple, but the feelings they seek to convey aren't. They're complex and constantly swirling. There's no such thing as a one-size-fits-all poem about anything, least of all suicide. But one powerful poem I'd like to share today is Reverse Suicide by Minnesota poet Matt Rasmussen, who lost his brother to suicide in 1991. Here, the speaker's feelings of all-encompassing grief, confusion, denial, and regret circle beneath a calm, dreamlike surface. As the title suggests, the poem is an impossible undoing of the irreversible. In its final image, it is also an unforgettable outpouring of love. Reverse Suicide. The guy Dad sold your car to comes back to get his money. Leaves the car. With filthy rags, we rub it down until it doesn't shine and wipe your blood into the seams of the seat. Each snowflake stirs before lifting into the sky as I learn you won't be dead. The unsuffering ends when the mess of your head pulls together around a bullet in your mouth. You spit it into Dad's gun before arriving in the driveway, while the evening brightens and we pour bag after bag of leaves on the lawn, waiting for them to leap onto the bare branches. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Library of Congress and the Poetry Foundation. The National Suicide Prevention Lifeline provides 24/7 free and confidential support. If you or someone you know needs help, call 1-800-273-8255.